good to get these guys out here and doing this. This was a good first week. You guys got to see the improvement that they made throughout the week. And today I thought was better, smoother operation on offense. And then our defense is flying around and doing what they can do. Coverage-wise, I think they're doing a great job with that. So we're not in pads. So I'm looking forward to getting them in that once we get to training camp. But for right now, this is good. This is good for everybody to learn the system. Time's yours.
What have you thought of Jonathan Baldwin so far?
You know, he's done some good things. He had a couple nice catches today. So he's working hard, and he's working on the little things, and that'll help him down the road here.
Is that what's that you've seen been missing from him a little bit? Kind of the
edges, I don't know about all that. I know what he's doing now. Yeah, so he's working hard at that, and he's a big man. And so there's a certain way that you need to play when you're big, and he's doing that. He's getting better at it.
You mentioned the defense flying around. Is that the kind of defense you want?
Yeah, that's absolutely the kind of defense you want. You win games in this league on defense. That's what you do. I mean, that's winning teams normally have the good defenses, and so I think Bob Sutton and his staff are doing a nice job with that crew. And Doris has added a few guys into the mix there that I think there's good competition. And they're flying around. Now, listen, we're in shorts right now. But it's good to see them, the energy that they have and they bring to the practice.
Does that tend to favor the defense a little bit, not having pads on?
Well, I'm not going to say that. The offense execute. They go back and forth. That's kind of the neat part about this. They're challenging each other. They're talking a little bit, and that's all healthy. And that's how you get better.
So you're looking for something like Jim Johnson gave you guys. I mean, those guys came blitzing off the bus when you got to the stadium. A little aggressiveness.
Yeah. Well, that's been Bob's MO. I know when he was at the Jets, he had been there a long time, and we had an opportunity to play him a few times when I was at Philly, and so I understand that defense. I know the confusion it could present to offenses, and listen, he has good players to do it with, and so he's getting his plan in place. We're not all the way there yet, either side of the football or special teams for that matter. We're not there yet. A ton of work to do ahead of us, and that's what we're doing. Just trying to make steps forward each day we come out here.
I'm sorry, Andy, the idea behind the music at practice today?
Yeah, listen, just to liven it up a little bit. I wanted to make sure you guys were out here dancing.
We weren't kneeling. Is that leaning?
Did you pick that out, those tunes?
No, I'm not going to take credit for that, but I told the guys that I put in charge of it to be creative. You know, we use a lot of crowd noise. I've always done that, and so, you know, I figured we'd break out a little R&B and see what we could do with it.
How do you grade your first 3 days? I mean, this first OTA.
I was happy with the effort. Yeah. Do we have a long way to go? Yeah, we've got a long way to go, but we're taking strides in the right direction. The guys got better every day that they had a chance to come out here. There weren't the steps back; there were steps forward, and so we'll keep doing that and keep striving to do that.
Coach, what have you seen out of Catapano and Cush?
Well, I like what I've seen. Cush had a couple snaps that were on the ground, and it's just a matter of getting that under control with the different protections and run plays that we have that you're not overstriding and so on. But he stayed after practice yesterday. He worked on it with the offensive line coaches, and then he came back today, and he did a nice job.
So. Coach, Dwayne Bowe said yesterday a couple of positive things about the potential of this offense. How important is it that players believe in what you're trying to do?
Well, no, listen, that's an important part of it. I think confidence is a big part of playing this game. We all say that we play with our lower body. I think a lot of it comes right from the shoulders up, and that you believe in yourself, number one, and you believe in the guy next to you, and then believe in the system. So you get those three things done, and you end up doing a decent job.
I mean, a lot has been made about the offensive tackles, but what about the guys, the spots in between? How's the rest of the line shaping up?
You know, we've got some flexibility. We're taking Donald Stevenson, and we're moving him around, and you need all these guys, and Donald gives us a little flexibility. Schwartz gives you flexibility inside, and then the guys that are in there are doing a nice job what they're presented with. So That seems like a close-knit group, and they have to be. But they seem that they've got that in them, and they've welcomed the new guys in, and it seems like they're working hard there.
Not Davis today?
Now is at the rookie premiere. Okay. So they pick a player from your team, and they've got to go. I mean, it's a mandatory thing, which is a good thing. So he was representing us there.
He'll be back next week?
He'll be back next week. Yeah.